Welcome to another episode of Chat with Dan. This is your host, Dan. Now, before we start, let me just tell you that we are starting a new season right now, so get ready, because we have a lot of amazing people coming to the show. In the meantime, enjoy this episode, keep having an amazing rest of the day or evening, of course, depending where you are, but also, if it is your birthday, let me just wish you an amazing, incredible happy birthday, and again, thank you so much for listening to it, and I'll see you in the next one.
Good. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing fantastic. I mean, what better way to continue an epic Monday with an epic guest? You know what I mean?
Yes. Happy Monday.
I love it. I love it. Tell me, what's new? What's new since our last chat? That was in February, March, something like that, right?
Yeah. Can you believe it's, we're almost halfway into the year. Crazy. And also, like, it's almost summer, right? In a couple of days, so. Yeah, so I've been auditioning a lot, I've been acting a lot. There are a couple of films that I was in. One was called Living in Color, another Altar of Dreams, and of course I've been working on pre-producing my own film, Once in a Blue Moon. So I am an actress in it, and also I wrote it, and I'll be directing and producing it. So it's been a lot. We've been fundraising and we've got a lot of different fonts. So, but yeah, it's something that it's a 24/7 job. Once you are making your own thing, kind of live it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, I love it. And I wonder, I mean, you are basically doing everything here, which I love it. It's amazing. It's badass as well. But tell me, like what usually sets your mind, what usually sets your mind, or let's say your creativity, for you to start creating something?
Well, sometimes it depends on what's going on in the world, right? You have to kind of resonate and be on the pulse of what's going on in the world, how people are feeling, thinking. So, for example, with Once in a Blue Moon, it came from the pandemic. So the setting is the backdrop of the pandemic, but then everything else going on is set life, which I'm very familiar with. So you just kind of have to take what's interesting to you, what you think might be interesting to other people. And when I first started writing this, I took the first 10 pages that I wrote to my writers group. And it was interesting because different people resonated with different parts of the script, but it was unanimous that everybody found it interesting and they wanted to see where the story goes. So whether people disagreed with me in what I was writing, or they disagreed with each other about what they liked about it, I was like, okay, if this is a topic of conversation, I should continue writing it. And it's interesting because sometimes people will get discouraged, you know, they'll get notes from what they're writing and they'll think, oh no, I got so many notes, they might not like it. But just you have to keep creating. And if it is creating some kind of buzz, that means people are resonating with some part of it, like whether it's triggering them, whether it's reminding them of something, there's something about it that needs to be told.
I love it. And from your experience of being an epic, super badass actress, let's say that one day I call you, right? And then I tell you that, guess what? I'm gonna act, you know? I have a play, right? Now the thing is that I only have like 10, 15 minutes of experience of acting, and that's it. So, on your experience, what do you think that are some of the things that I need to consider first before jumping into this character creation journey?
So, you're saying if you've basically never acted and you're given a character and you need to like kind of make it right away?
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple of things. So, I would read a few pages, like, you know, kind of from your character's point of view.
Okay.
And see, do these words resonate with you? Do you know somebody like that in your life? If it's not somebody that is you, because there will be characters that are like completely opposite of you, so how do you even start creating them? So is there somebody in your life that is similar to that? Because I've had it where I pick up a script and I'm like, oh my gosh, this person is exactly like my former best friend. I would never act like this, but I've seen her act like this so many times. So like, then you kind of just like step into that person's shoes, like, because you know, we've known so many different people, like the longer you live, the more different characters you know.
Yeah.
So just step into their shoes for a second, because you know how they might think, how they might talk. So just kind of go from that. And if it is a character that is similar to you, then the better, right? Then you just kind of like, okay, I will totally say that. You know, I know the situation. So just go from there, like kind of see how it could be in your life. Like just act like this is a situation that I might find in my life and go with it.
Okay. Wow. And like from all of the epic, amazing things that you have created so far, tell me, what are some of your favorite ones?
Well, actually, Once in a Blue Moon is probably my very favorite so far. Because when I first started creating, it was a little tough. When you first start as a creator, you're like, oh, is this my baby project? You know? And you think like, well, how many people can I actually share it with? You're very, you know, you don't feel safe maybe sharing it at first. Like, oh, somebody feel it. And that's the difference between somebody who's starting out and somebody who's been doing it for a while. You know, you're very precious with it when you first start out.
Yeah.
And when you've been doing it, you're like, I don't care. I'm sure lots of other people have the same idea, but I'm gonna actually make it, you know? So there was also another show that I'm creating. It's called Contenders. And we filmed the trailer for it a couple of years ago. And it's still like one of my favorite things that I've done, but it's a series. So it's something that, you know, we'll have a pilot episode and then like 10 episodes in the season and then like as it goes. So it just depends. Like for example, Contenders was a teen drama and that was kind of a culmination of me watching all these teen dramas growing up, like, you know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, like Vampire Diaries. It's not a vampire show, but I just really like those shows. You know, Gossip Girl was kind of the culmination of all of those. And then Once in a Blue Moon is kind of a culmination of romantic dramas that I like and the dramedies. So for me creating, I love creating stuff that I'm actually going to watch. I know there are people that create stuff for just commercial success, like they'll never watch the, you know, horror or comedies, but they're like, oh, this is what makes money, so let's make that. And I'm the opposite. As a creator, I have to make something that I can live with for a really long time, because it takes such a long time to get something going. You know, projects sometimes takes 5-10 years, and we only see the success of it once it comes out. But you have to live with this project, so I have to like it. And Contenders was one that I was very passionate about and still am. And Once in a Blue Moon, like, we started writing it. It was like October, November 2020. So, you know, it's already a year and a half. So you just have to be passionate enough about it. And I have been.
There you go. I love it. Wow. Okay. Now, check this out. Let's say that one day, that one day you will need to create a film. But this is how it goes, right? So let's say that all of your characters that you have played at the moment, all of them, basically since day one until right now. So it's all of your characters and you, the real you, basically, and you're all gonna celebrate your birthday. Tell me, what would be the name of that film? So it's gonna be all of your characters and yourself to celebrate your birthday.
Oh, wow. Let's name it The Night of the Academy Awards.
I like it.
It could be the Oscars. It doesn't have to be the Oscars, but yeah, let's have an award night and celebrate it.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Yeah. Or you could call it the award night.
Oh, I like that too. That's a good one. Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, giving me ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna make sure that I'm gonna tag Netflix, HBO. I mean, you never know.
We should make the name for it on Instagram as we're speaking, so nobody steals it.
That's true. Dang it. Okay.
I love it.
And like, what advice? You know, like, what advice could you give either to new actors, to new models, to new content creators? Like, what advice could you give to them?
Honestly, just don't give up. Don't give yourself a certain amount of time. Like, oh, okay, if I don't make it in 6 months or, you know, a year. It takes longer than that. And yes, some people get away with, you know, kind of blowing up really quickly. But for instance, I've been in LA for 10 years already. And before that, I was modeling and acting in North Carolina. And the thing is, you have to give yourself time to learn all the things because you don't know what you don't know. Yeah. And, you know, and you can't base new skills and like new knowledge on things that you don't know yet. So just keep learning about the industry every day, you know, little by little, meet new people. It takes time for like casting directors and producers and other directors and other actors to get to know you. So why not just give yourself that time to flourish instead of like, only have this amount of time, or I'm too old, you know, after that. Like, just live your life, enjoy it, and if it's something that's you are meant to do, it's going to happen. So allow that time.
There you go. I love it. And like, what motivates you? You know, we all have doses, right? We want to quit. You know, we think that we had enough. I mean, getting inside into all of this toxic bubble, I would say, it's always way too easy. But for you, what puts your feet back on the ground so you can basically continue on this journey that you have created for already years now?
It's thinking back on when I first had the vision for what I wanted to do. And it was maybe between like years of 8 and, let's say years of 8 and 11, I had this vision of me wanting to be in Hollywood, you know, acting, directing, writing, whatever it was. Like, I probably didn't understand it at the time, but I knew this is a part of the world, a part of the industry, you know, creativity that I wanted to be part of. And realizing that if I knew so early on that's what I wanted to be, that was in me, and it is in me, you know. And I think it is for everybody. Like, at some point, whether you were a child or a teenager, you had a passion or a skill that you're really drawn to. Mm-hmm. And if you think back on the origin of it, how would you not be motivated, you know?
Yeah.
You can see that was your path. So I keep going to that path and uncovering different things, actually. Over the past week, I found this, like, let's say scrapbook that I had when I was about 10 years old, and it was like filled with like different actors and their accomplishments and like, you know, them at the Oscars or whatever it was about their shows, their bios. And I looked at all the actors that I liked and I was like, wow, like they're still big actors. It wasn't like just all the actors of the time. And then I went and I watched the Oscars of 2001, because I remembered that was the first Oscars that I watched. So I was still a little girl in Russia, and I was watching my first Oscars. I stayed up until 4 a.m, and I looked up the date of when it aired, which was March 25th of 2001. And next year, April 24th, 2002, I was already in America.
Wow.
You know, and when I saw that, I was like, how is this not meant to be? You know? And at that point, that year, I didn't know I was coming to America. Like, I didn't, like, you know, my mom hasn't even met my dad yet. So it was so crazy. So some things are just meant to be. Like, go back to your own life and see what those things are.
Yeah.
What things are kind of containing your life together. So. That's what motivates me.
I love it. Yes, it does make a lot of sense. That's amazing. Wow. And like, my last question here is, what can we expect from you in the future?
Well, so we are fundraising Once in a Blue Moon right now. So if anybody listening would like to support us, you can go to filmonceinablueMoon.com and you can watch our trailer. We have a trailer, we have you know, specific actors that we want to cast. You can see everything, read everything about the project. So that is their next project that we're filming. And then we have two more films. I think one of them I might have talked to you about. It's called Lana, it's an action thriller. And then another one doesn't have a name yet, but I want to film it in North Carolina, in Atlantic Beach. Okay. So yeah, we have a few projects in the works, but Once in a Blue Moon is the first one. So I'm excited.
I love it. I mean, what can I say about your career? I mean, we all know it's amazing, it's badass, it's fresh, it's unique. I mean, the fact that you have accomplished so many cool things, and the fact that you, yeah, that you basically make this move to move from your country to another one, and to actually be working hard and getting results. I mean, I think that is amazing. That is super inspiring. But it's also, I mean, and I've said it before, the fact that you are showing that dreams can come true, you know, and you're also showing that whatever you're from, it's okay. You know, you can be from Russia, from Mexico, whatever you are, but you have a dream, you can actually make it happen, which I think that sometimes it can get a, kind of a little bit discouraged. So the fact that you're doing it and you're showing everyone, you know, that is, what can I say? That's badass. I mean, that's what I can say about what you do, about your career, and to please make sure that you keep doing what you do, because as I said before, I love it. I mean, I'm so in love with your career here because it is cool.
Thank you.
And it's more than obvious that eventually you're not going to get one or two or three or four. I mean, we're talking maybe six or seven Oscars one day.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And for the listeners, you know, I know this will be replayed, but I think the most important thing is not focusing on how something is going to happen, but just like wanting it and knowing that it's going to happen. So don't worry about the how. Know that it will.
I love it. There you go. There you go. Also, I want to thank those for watching right now. Thank you so much for watching. If you're watching this later, either here on Instagram or later on YouTube, or if you are on your way to work or working with the dog or whatever you're doing, if you're listening to this awesome episode, make sure to follow Valeria in all of her social media. Normally what I would say is for you to put pause, go follow her. I mean, let's make her viral. You know, hashtag Team Valeria. She's awesome. She's badass. And before I send you off, you know what is coming. I need to send you off properly with an epic send off for someone as talented and as badass as you. So,
thank you, Dan. You're so awesome.
Yeah, keep doing what you do. Have an epic week. And I mean, you deserve all of the epicness. Yeah, epicness. You know that. So keep inspiring people. Keep working hard. And I'll see you in the next one.
Thank you. Wishing you the best.
Have a good one. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good day.